Welcome back to Inside the County Board, broadcast at 9 p.m. the first Sunday of every month on News Talk 1130 WISN.
Welcome back. I'm Harold Mester. Pleased to have you with us on this first Inside the County Board of 2011. Supervisor Elizabeth Coggs was elected to the State Assembly back in the November elections, so she is vacating her seat and gave her final speech to the County Board of Supervisors. And here's the audio from that speech on December 16th.
Good morning, my fellow colleagues. And I just want to say that I was asking Mr. Boltman and Supervisor Johnson was sharing with me the correct senator's name. I believe it's Senator Boehner. Right. So this year, I might have some Senator Boehner moments. Is anybody? I got a box of Kleenex over there. All right. You got me. All right, let me just share with you a few thoughts. Giving honor to God, who's first in my life, I want to say thank you to the people of the 10th District for allowing me to serve as their representative for the past 22 years, 8 months, and a day. So I would like to highlight this special presentation to you called 22, 8, and a Day. I want to say thank you to my dad, Isaac Newton Coggs, for starting in the legislature in 1952 and being the second African American to serve there. And thank you to Maddie Bell Woods, who inspired him to run to serve in the legislature. He also set history by being one of the first African Americans to serve on the county board. And between the years in the legislature and the county board, he served a total of 16 years in political and public service. I want to say thank you to my mom, Marcia Priscilla Young Coggs, for her historical contributions in the lives of people. She was known as the conscience of the legislature, and small in stature, but she carried a big stick. She really didn't take no mess from nobody, and she always kept me on track. I was 5'6", about 200 pounds, and I still got tagged from her 4'11", 126 pounds. And that was when I was 18. So let me just say thank you to my mom. She made history, too. She's the first African-American woman. She's the first African-American to serve on joint finance in the Wisconsin State Legislature. And I just want to say thank you to her for the 47 years of my 54 years of life that I was able to share. And thank you to my dad for the 16 years that I had with him. I also want to say that special thank you to who I call Mr. Barbie, Lloyd Augustus Barbie, who also served in the legislature, who my dad encouraged to come into the legislature, who was a man ahead of his time. And when my dad died and I was 16 years old, he stepped in as my surrogate dad. He counseled me, gave me guidance and advice, and he was a revolutionary of justice. A lot of people don't understand, but he had such an impact not only on my life, but thousands of people's lives throughout the state and this country. He did the desegregation court case for many, many years against Milwaukee public school system. And as was in the papers yesterday, Milwaukee is still very segregated. I even want to say thank you to my former husband, Wendell Jones, who I spent 26 years with and was blessed with three beautiful daughters, Priscilla, Chloe, and Nirvana. And I want to just say thank you to all the people that touched my life in so many ways, who set the record, who blazed the trail, people I didn't know well and people I did know well, like Gerald Jones, Sue Black, Marie and Dwayne DeSoto, Michelle Crockett, Charles Reese, Mary Ellen Shea, Carl G., Doug Patton, Vanessa Key, Jack Carter, Jackie Zeladon, Sean Williams, Brother Booker Ash, Mother Fanny DeShazer, Jack Carter. I just want to say thank you to Bernice and Clinton Rose. Thank you to Terrence Pitts, Calvin Moody, F. Tom Amon. Thank you to Judy Scherer, Patty Hogan, Dan Cupertino, Jerry Lide, Casper and Virtue Lide, to Daisy Burke, to Alice Patton, to Mother McAfee, to those that have stepped in, Richard Bussler, Mabel Lamb, Zelda Morgan, Scott Walker, Terry Cooley, and Glenn Boltman, who always promised my mom he would watch out for me. A lot of these people traveled through my life before I became an elected official. And then we met up again in these chambers and offices of the county government. I want to say thank you to the loves of my life, my three daughters and now grandson, Priscilla, Chloe, and Devonna, and Solomon. I birthed and carried them in my womb. It was so funny, I got pregnant with Devonna right after I got on the county board, and it's always been a family joke because I went to a conference in Anaheim, and when I came back, I was pregnant. And I was like, I didn't tell anybody, and I was trying to hide it. And at that time, Judy Scherer worked for the county county board chairman, Amen, and I was like, can't tell anyone. She said, why you can't tell anyone? You're married. What's wrong with you? I was like, it's not that many. It's only two women down here, and that's my first year, and I get pregnant. She said, that's right. And I was like, I can't have a baby shower. I've had two children. She said, every child deserves a baby shower. So the county board pitched in and gave me a baby shower. And I remember the days when Supervisor DeBruin, we gave her a baby shower. And those were kind of breaking the ceiling days because there wasn't a lot of women, and it wasn't a lot of women sometimes having babies. I remember Supervisor Dorothy Dean making them put a woman's bathroom down on this end of the hallway because when women were in the chambers, we had to go all the way down and sometimes miss votes. I want to thank Chairman Holloway. And I know you all have heard this story over and over again. Our families went to the same church, New Hope Missionary Baptist Church. He was my guidance counselor. He reprimanded me. One time he found a note I had left or whatever. I had wrote to my cousin in Kansas City. He called me in the office, called me on the carpet. It was like, if you get it together, I'm going to call your mom and dad. And some things just never change, y'all. I want to thank Chairman Holloway. And, you know, he has a way of being there for people when nobody else was. And he'll be there like my mom was in intensive care. She was unconscious, and he was there. And just like an angel and a man that works for justice. I want to thank, almost done, y'all, my big brother, Supervisor Mayo. We go back to high school and college days at UWM, and he's always been there for this community and the family and me, and he's been telling people last month or so he's going to kick me to the curb, and I said, no, be calling you from that Badger bus station on 8th of Wisconsin saying, get a ride. And he's just going to be shaking his head. I want to say thank you to my seatmate, Supervisor Willie Johnson. We've been seatmates for the last 10 years. And we've got a system, a buddy system, and know how to take care of each other, which you all kind of know where I'm coming from on that. And so I was telling Supervisor Johnson yesterday, I said, whoever becomes your new seatmate, going to have to just share the tips and tools of being a good seatmate with Supervisor Johnson. Might even have to interview him, but that was just a joke because I have no control over that. And finally, I know y'all saying, ooh, girlfriend. I know, Supervisor Mayo. I want to thank the constituents again of the 10th District with all the naysayers that have said, Beth, you can't do it. You're not going to do it. You won't do it. God has preserved me, and they have had faith in me. And I wanted to speak to you that something that someone laid on my heart many years ago who's near and dear to me, and I want to share it with you as my pastor shared it. I want to talk about agape love, and that is the mission I want to leave and the words I want to leave with you all today. Let us practice agape love. Let us preach agape love. Let's be unselfish in our love. God loves us, and he loves the unlovable and in all of us. And not because we deserve it, but because it should be our nature, as it was for God. we should be the parable of the Good Samaritan. And I quote to you, a determined act of the will, a joy to resolve, to put aside, to act in the best welfare of others. Let's forgive and love each other, our fellow county men and county women. That's the new word I made up at 4:30 this morning. And Harold knows I have these mornings, like, you get an email, a text message, you'd be like, what is Beth doing up? Okay, but, so let's work together for the greater good, for this county, for this state, for this country, and for this world. Don't forget about the folks that are the have-nots and have-nots, the seniors, the disabled, the ill, the children, the families, the land, the air, the food, the environment. We survive, and we mustn't forget about practicing agape love. Our mission should continue to be to help others in this world, not only during the good times, but during these very, very difficult times we're in now. I want to say I love all of you all. It's not always been a party down here. To be in the fishbowl of public life can be pretty treacherous sometimes. But have your faith and do good work for the people. And I just want to share with you, I've been discriminated against as a woman, maybe as a human being because I've made mistakes. I can remember people treating me different when I was a big girl, when I weighed 315 pounds at my max. I had a former county supervisor call me Aunt Jemima one time. I've been discriminated against because of the melanin in my skin. And I know people judge on what's on the outside, but we shouldn't judge at all. We need to break down the barriers and give all people a chance, even those of us who made a mistake. Nobody lives on this earth that doesn't make a mistake, but we got to give them another chance to make a difference. We got to give programs, services, and people another chance to make a difference. So I'm going to do my best, and I'm going to stumble and maybe trip along the way, as a human being does, to practice agape love even more so in my life. My dad, Isaac, used to say, together we stand, divided we are stuck. And that is also true. And that really has been ringing in my ears for the past month. I've been running up and down the highway to Madison. Oh my God, it's a little divided up there. But I'm going to take this agape love up there and we're going to try to work it out. And as I finish my last day in the county board chambers, I still got to pack 22 years of stuff. I know Danielle has been doing it, but I got to pack still. And I've been moving. You all know I had to move into new. I got a lot of transitions going on for an older woman here, but I'm handling it. I mean, can you imagine changing jobs at 54? Gotta move. Gotta change a job that you used to be 15 minutes away. Now you're about an hour and a half. So it's good. It's a good thing. But I just want to finish my last day in the county board chambers by saying I love you all with the love of the Lord. And I leave you with the task of keeping faith, hope, and harmony in all our lives for our future generations, because as long as we have each other, we can get through these times. I want to just share with you, it's a song that we sing at church. And my family usually sings it. We sing it during the year, but we in particularly, and it's kind of wiles people out, sing it at homecomings, at funerals, because we know we have to be strong to continue on that next day. And the words that I always keep in my heart is, as long as I got King Jesus, I don't need nobody else. And I love you all. I'm done. Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
You're listening to Inside the County Board on News Talk 1130 WISN. That was Supervisor Elizabeth Coggs giving her last speech to the county board as she steps down. After 22 years on the County Board of Supervisors, she was first elected in 1988, and as of this year was the longest serving member on the county board. Coming up next, Supervisor Chris Larson also heading to Madison as he becomes a state senator. We'll hear from him coming up next on News Talk 1130 WISN.